The West Plains Lady Zizzers are ranked number 6 in Class 5. They defeated McDonald County Lady Mustangs last night, who are ranked number 2 in Class 5. 60-39 in the Class 5 District 6 semifinal at Hillcrest High School. Lady Zizzers were led by Zoe Shrub with 19. Ainsley McWilliams had 11. Lady Zizzers 19-9 on the season. We'll play the Class 5 number 1 ranked Marshfield Friday night, 7 o'clock, for the district championship. Class 4 District 1 semifinal action at Fredericktown last night. Donovan Lady Dons get a win as they beat Perryville 65-32. Class 4 District 10 semifinals at Rogersville. Mountain Grove Lady Panthers lost to Stratford 74-42. Now, high school basketball today in the Class 5 District 1 boys semifinal at Cape Girardeau. West Plains Zizzers will play Sykeston. That game at 5:30. You can hear it on the Train 100.9. Class 4 District 1 boys semifinal at Dexter. Donovan will play Rector. In the Class 4 District 10 boys semifinal at Bolivar, Mountain Grove plays Rogersville. In Arkansas, in the 5A boys state tournament at Farmington, Mountain Home will play Greene County Tech. 5A girls Mountain Home Lady Bombers will play Valley View. In the 2A boys state tournament at Poyen, the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds play Poyen. Isser County Cougars play Junction City. Darius Acuff had 28 points and 13 assists. Trevon Brazil scored a career-high 28, and number 20 Arkansas beat Texas 105-85 to clinch a double bye in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. Arkansas will play Missouri in their regular season finale on Saturday at Mizzou. In college basketball tonight, the Arkansas State Red Wolves begin Sunbelt Conference tournament play in Pensacola, Florida. Red Wolves will take on Georgia Southern, 7:30 tip-off there. Missouri State is at home tonight. They'll play host to Western Kentucky. The Arkansas State Red Wolves benefited from consistent hitting up and down the lineup, along with lockdown pitching out of the bullpen from Tyler Weimer and Cooper Garrison, to complete a two-game sweep of Louisiana Tech on Wednesday with an 8-2 win at J.C. Love Field at Pat Patterson Park. Today, the Missouri Tigers are in action. They're at home with the University of Illinois Chicago. The Kansas City Chiefs made a blockbuster trade Wednesday morning, dealing star cornerback Trent McDuffie to the Los Angeles Rams in exchange for a series of draft picks. According to the report from ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Chiefs are trading McDuffie to the Rams in exchange for the 29th overall selection in this year's draft, a 5th and 6th round pick in this year's draft, and a third round pick in the 2027 draft. The trade comes after McDuffie's fourth season with the Chiefs. During his four seasons, the former first round pick from the 2022 draft helped the Chiefs go to 3 Super Bowls and win 2 of them. McDuffie was named an AP All-Pro in 2023, in which the Chiefs defense was one of the best units in the National Football League. Dylan Holloway scored the go-ahead goal in the second period. Braden Shin had 3 assists, and the St. Louis Blues beat the Seattle Kraken 3-2 on Wednesday night. Spring training baseball today, the St. Louis Cardinals will play San Diego. Kansas City will play Texas. The Arnold Palmer Invitational gets underway today at Bay Hill Country Club. The world's top golfers will be competing for the $20 million purse. We do have high school baseball and softball on the schedule today, weather permitting. In baseball, Cave City's at Tuckerman, Salem, Arkansas at Pocahontas, Walnut Ridge at Riverview, and Isser County at home with Flippin. Softball today, again, weather permitting, Melbourne at Hoxie. Walnut Ridge will host Gosnell. Cave City hosts Heber Springs. Sloan Hendricks is at Corning. And finally, in sports, former University of Arkansas head football coach Lou Holtz has died, according to a statement released by his family on Wednesday. Holtz led multiple college football programs over 5 decades, including William & Mary, North Carolina State, Minnesota, Notre Dame, and South Carolina, and, of course, Arkansas. During his 7 seasons as head coach with the Razorbacks from 1977 to 1983, Holtz compiled a record of 60 wins, 21 losses, and 2 ties. The Razorbacks competed in 6 bowl games in the 7 seasons. In his first season with the Hogs, they posted an 11-1 record and closed the year with a win in the Cotton Bowl. Holtz later won his first national championship as head coach of Notre Dame in 1988. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.